Good morning and Merry Christmas. My name's Travis, and I am the pastor here at New Life Wilsonville. And I'm very glad that you are here with us this morning to celebrate together. I have been celebrating quite a bit. Our family got invited to several things, and so it seems like every night this week we have been at one party or another. And so I've been thinking about parties and just how much fun parties are. And why we have parties and why we celebrate. And what I have been realizing is that every celebration is a result of good news. And Every celebration is a result of good news, and all good news results in celebration. That's how I wanted to say that. But every celebration is, whether it's you have a birthday, and so we celebrate your birthday because we are celebrating that you are alive and with us, and it was the day that you were born, and so we celebrate your life on that day. Or whether we are celebrating a promotion or a new house or a chocolate chip cookie, right? Somebody gives you a chocolate chip cookie and you celebrate. You might not throw a party because somebody gave you a chocolate chip cookie, but this is how I celebrate a chocolate chip cookie. I just get a big smile and this really happy feeling in my heart, right? Because I like chocolate chip cookies. Sometimes the celebrations are really big. We throw really big parties. It's a really big celebration. After a wedding, right, you have a wedding ceremony. Two people make promises and commit themselves to be united for the rest of their lives. And you have a really big celebration. And other times the celebration is a smile or a really happy feeling in your heart. All of that is good news that results in celebration. And this morning, that's what we're looking at together. So if you would, there are Bibles under the chairs, or if you have an app on your phone or something, you can pull up Luke chapter 2. And I'm going to read the first couple of verses, but we're really going to start in verse 8. So you can turn to Luke chapter 2, verse 8. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. He went to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And now verse 8. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told to them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. At the beginning of this, we have, it starts, the reason I had to read the first seven verses is because the verse 8 starts with the word "and," right? And in that same region wouldn't make sense unless you read that first little bit, where Joseph and Mary are together in this stable or in a place where they keep animals, and they have a new baby, and they wrap him up just like you'd wrap any baby, and they lie him in a cradle. Well, they didn't have a cradle, so they put him in the manger, which is where the animals would eat out of. They put the baby there, and this was just sort of not exactly normal, but pretty typical, right? That you would have this family, they'd have this new baby, they'd wrap the baby up, and they would lay the baby down. But at that same time, in that region, in that area, there are these shepherds. And they're just doing their normal thing too, right? They're just out there keeping watch over the flocks at night, making sure that no wolves come in, nothing comes in to eat the sheep. They're just there protecting the sheep, standing there. And suddenly, boom, angel, right? And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. They're just standing, watching their sheep, and all of a sudden, wham! The sky is filled with light, and there's this angel there, and they are, whoa! What's going on? Now, that would be incredibly surprising to suddenly have this flash of light and an angel appear to you. You'd been doing this every night for months. Just normal routine, right? Some of you, you have your normal routine. Maybe at night you just sort of sit down. You finally finished all the dishes and everything. You sit down and you open up a book. Or you sit down and you talk with your spouse. Or you sit down and you just turn on whatever's on TV, right? Or maybe you're binging on some show on Netflix, right? So you're just sitting down for your normal evening routine. You sit down, boom, angel. This night is suddenly very different than any other night. And you don't know what's going on or why this angel is here. And so they are filled with what it says is a great fear, right? They were filled with a great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, don't be afraid." Why? "Because I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." Don't be afraid, right? Don't be afraid. I had one time, I was, I think, 15 years old, and I had ridden my bike home, and I didn't have a key to the house at the time. I don't know why my parents would let me come home on my bicycle but not give me a key, but for whatever reason, that's the way it happened to work that day. But the back door was unlocked. And so I just pulled my bike around behind, and my mom was supposed to have gotten there before I did, but I beat her by about 7 minutes. And so I got to try all the doors, put my bike behind the house, entered the house through the back door, which happened to be unlocked, right about the same time she came pulling into the driveway. As she opened the door, I was coming down the stairs to tell her, "Hey, Mom, I'm already home," but she wasn't expecting that. And so the way that it worked for her is she opened the door and here I am coming down the stairs at her. And she went, "Ah!" And I went, "No, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. It's just me. I have good news. I have good news. You are not about to be robbed. It is your son. And I will hug you and comfort you." Right? The angel had that kind of, "Don't be afraid. I've got good news. I've got good news." This phrase, "I have good news," reminded me of an old Geico ad. Does anybody remember the Good News Geico ads? No, you don't remember. Are you not old enough, Josh, to remember the... In these Good News Geico ads, somebody would be... Okay, I'll tell you my favorite one. Mr. Jiggyfly, this guy is trying out to be a rapper. Right? And he's got his sideways hat and he looks like a fool. And his name is Mr. Jiggyfly, so you know he's a fool. Right? And he's trying to rap and he's rhyming things that don't rhyme and he's got no rhythm and it's really bad. And these three guys are sitting there and they're evaluating him, and the one leans over to the other and whispers. And the other guy looks at him and goes, "Mr. Jiggyfly, I've got good news." Mr. Jiggyfly goes, "So you liked it?" "No, I just saved a bunch of money on my car insurance." And that's how this whole ad campaign worked, right? I've got good news. But the good news was always just for the person on the phone. You had somebody who was in an awkward situation where you went, no, this is not going to go well for him. And then the person on the phone says, I've got good news. Really? You got good news for him? Oh, no, no, it's not good news for him. It's good news for me. I'm the one celebrating. I just wanted to tell you about the good news for me. It's bad news for you. It's just good news for me. Well, that's not what's happening here, though, right? The angel doesn't show up and say, oh, I've got good news for you. He says, I've got good news for everybody. Don't be afraid, verse 10. The angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. This is good news, and it's good news for everybody. And you know how you were filled with a great fear? I'm now bringing you a great joy because I'm giving you good news. The word in Greek here, I don't know if you knew, the Bible was written in Greek. This part of the Bible, when Luke wrote this down, he didn't write it down in English. He wrote it down in Greek. And the word that he used here for I bring you good news is euangelion, which is evangelize. I'm evangelizing you. That's what the angel says. Don't be afraid. I'm evangelizing you. And it's going to be for great joy for everyone. Well, that's not how I usually think of evangelism. Right? As a Christian, I go, oh yeah, I'm supposed to evangelize people. Which means I'm supposed to go out and convince them that they should become a Christian too. No! That's not what evangelism is. That's not what evangelizing is. Evangelizing is, hey, guess what? I've got good news. And it's good news for me and it's good news for you. That's what evangelizing is. I've got good news. And so that's what the angel says. Fear not, I bring you good news of great joy that's going to be for everybody. And here's the good news. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. That's the good news. The good news is that there is a Savior who has been born. He is Christ the Lord. And so in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8, it says, Paul, the apostle, is writing to his friend Timothy, and he's saying, don't be afraid, don't be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share in the suffering for the gospel by the power of God. God who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began. Way back before time even began, God already called us and saved us, called us to himself, not because of anything that we did, right? Not because of our work, not because we're really good people, not because we did really special things that made him happy, but just because he wanted to, he loved us so much and he said, I'm going to call you, I'm going to save you. And it says, which he gave us in Christ Jesus, even before the ages began, but now, which has been manifested, that means it came to show, it appeared to us so that we could see it, which has now been made manifest through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus. That's what the angel was saying. I have good news. The Savior, who is Christ the Lord, is born today. He's born today. And now we look back at it and say, okay, it has now been made known to us. It's now appeared to us by the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who abolished death. He said, no more death. And brought about life and immortality to light through the good news, through the gospel. That's why when the angels showed up, they said, no, don't be afraid. You don't have to be afraid. Celebrate. Celebrate. I've got really good news for you. And it's going to be great joy for all of the people. Sometimes when we find ourselves in a place where we're not that happy, I was just talking with my sons about this the other day. And actually, they were telling me about it. that you can actually fool yourself. When you're grumpy, if you accidentally smile, you can fool your body into thinking that you're happy. Some of you are fooling your bodies into thinking that you're happy right now. But it's really hard to be both afraid and celebrating at the same time, right? And so the angel is saying, whoa, whoa, don't be afraid. Celebrate. I have good news of great joy. There is a Savior who has been born for you. There's a Savior who has been born to you. And this is how you will know. Verse 12. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. Why do you think it was so important that Jesus be lying in a manger? Well, there's some humility there. There's some stuff that talks about how poor his parents might have been or something like that. But I think the biggest reason he was born and laid down in a manger is so that they would know, yep, this is the right kid. He was probably the only one in Bethlehem that morning that had been born and then laid in a manger. And so when the angel says, this is how you're going to know that the Christ, the Savior, the Lord has been born today. This is the way that you're going to know. You're going to go into Bethlehem and you're going to find a baby who's wrapped in swaddling cloths and laying in a manger. You sure about that last part? I'm pretty sure we can go into Bethlehem and find a baby. I bet we could even go into Bethlehem and find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths. But a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger? Not so sure about that. Yeah, that's what you will find. And then suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased. Celebration. Celebration. All of a sudden, all of these angels show up and they're just singing, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. We showed up this morning so that we could sing and celebrate together. There are a lot of people that are celebrating Christmas this morning. But they're celebrating different kinds of Christmas. Right? There are some people that are celebrating Christmas because of the way that it makes them feel about things that have happened in the past. There are some people that are celebrating Christmas because they're exchanging gifts and they really like giving and getting gifts. There are some people that are celebrating Christmas this morning because it's the one or maybe two times a year that people in their family get together and they're celebrating how much they love their family. But the reason that you are here this morning on Christmas Sunday morning is because what you are celebrating is the birth of the Savior, the birth of Jesus. That's why you're here. Otherwise, if you were celebrating something else, you wouldn't be here. You would be there. Right? But you're not. You're here. Because we're celebrating the birth of Jesus. And when we are celebrating that, we aren't the first ones. God the Father was so excited that the birth of God the Son, the incarnation of Jesus, that He was becoming a person. He sends an angel to tell the shepherds out in the fields. And He fills the sky with angels, and they all celebrate together. Hooray! And as soon as the angels leave, the shepherds turn to one another and go, we got to go to Bethlehem. We have to go to Bethlehem and see this thing that the Lord has made known to us. And so with haste, they left, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told to them concerning the child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. They went running into Bethlehem. They saw that baby and Mary and Joseph and the baby's lying in the manger. And they went, it's true! Mary and Joseph are going, what are you doing here? Why are you here? We just had a baby. We are not important people. He's in a manger. That's awesome! You think it's awesome that He's lying in a manger? Yeah! You know why? Because an angel just told us that a baby would be lying in a manger, and that's the Savior. That's crazy. That's what an angel told me when I was first pregnant with the baby. Really? I'm going to go tell everybody. And they went and they told everybody. And everybody went, that's really weird. I know. I wouldn't have believed it myself, except that baby was lying in the manger just like the angel said. In a manger. Yeah. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had seen and heard, just as it had been told them. And we see the different responses, right? The angels respond in celebration and singing and praise and filling up the sky with light. And the shepherds respond by going and telling everybody about this good news that they just heard that's not just for them, but it's for everybody. And Mary is just, wow, thinking about it, pondering it, just thinking about it and thinking about it, smiling in her heart because of the things that God is doing. And everybody rejoices, and they just rejoice and return, glorifying God and praising Him. And that's why we're here this morning. And so I want to just get right back to the glorifying and praising. And so why don't we pray and thank God for the gift of His Son, our Savior and our Lord. And then we can the worship team will come up and we'll sing some more. Okay? Our Father in heaven, we are grateful that You are our God, that You have loved us so much that You sent Your Son to be our Savior. And we rejoice in that this morning, that the God we love became a man by first becoming a very small baby lying in a manger, that grew to be a boy, that grew to be a man, who taught the world about Your love for us and demonstrated it by dying on the cross for our sins, then rose again from the dead that we might have eternal life with You. How marvelous is this day. And so we are gathered here this morning, Father, to praise You and to worship You for the great things that You have done. And we pray that You would receive our praises with the joy that we are celebrating with today. In Jesus' name, amen.